trend that's been in place for 20 years. It may continue for another 20 years.
That's Chris Bendon. He's the Community Development Director for the City of Aspen, and he's talking about the recent drop in the number of available hotel rooms in Aspen.
We don't have to do anything this year, but you know, every year we wait, it's another year that goes by. And eventually, it's one of those things where 20 years from now, you look back and say, gee, we really should have done something.
According to Bendon, Aspen lost nearly a third of its hotel rooms between 1995 and 2006. These are the so-called hotbeds Aspen needs to house tourists. That's why one of Council's top goals this year is to create a new program that would encourage people to build new hotels and restore aging lodges. To do that, Bendon suggests the city relax rules that make it so costly to build here.
Some of these long-term things bring about some kind of short-term issues that we have to deal with.
While aiming to relax some regulations, the proposed program actually contains a set of new rules, and some of these changes are controversial. One change would relax height restrictions on new construction and reduce the amount of affordable housing hotel builders would need to create. The proposal would also allow developers to build free market apartments alongside hotel rooms. Each of these ideas has met resistance from local residents. At a council meeting last week, multiple people spoke in favor of the new lodging program. Most of them had a financial interest in hotel development. Among the proponents were Stay Aspen Snowmass President Bill Tomsich, David Corbin, Vice President of Planning and Development for Aspen Ski Co., and local architect Stan Clausen.
There's a very real, undeniable decline in our bid base that I feel like I played a key role in identifying back when I considered it an epidemic.
It's really quite clear that there's been a very substantial loss in bed base. And we think it's absolutely critical to stop that slow erosion in some way, shape, or form.
Now, the free market residential component is the most important component in financing new lodge development.
According to these supporters, the new incentives are needed to offset the high costs developers and lodge owners face in creating new lodging space. But critics fear the changes will lead to a shift that could alter the character of Aspen. L.J. Erspalmer is on the city's Planning and Zoning Committee. He challenged the new program.
Free market residential, that just creates a nightmare. I just wish we could do it without that. I just wish we could.
City Council members have suggested adjustments to the proposed program. Still, they appear generally supportive, with one exception, Mayor Steve Skadron. He worries about potential unintended consequences.
In those words, incentivize relaxation and tipping the scales, quite frankly, scare me. It's one thing to have a vital lodging community as a result of an incentive program. It's another thing to remake our entire community into something that it doesn't want to be. I'm not convinced at this point, just in this point in our discussion, that we have fully protected ourselves from the unintended consequences of the relaxation of these codes. I'm not against them. But as it's presented, I think we should be scrutinize every step forward.
Over the next month, council will make a final decision about whether the new lodging incentive program will pass. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.